This is a translation of the last Kanon talk on the 18th of September. Please relax your legs. If you hold them in a painful position for too long, you won't be able to get up and walk out. I am indulging myself sitting here in a chair. My knees are still a little bit out of whack. Now, it's already September 2005. January, February, March, April, May, August 18th. You've come together each Kanon day to worship Okanon-sama. Okanon-sama is happily grinning, good, good, telling me now to thank you all for being here. Each of you is steadily walking the path. Your heart full, your vow true, your practice decided, your deep aim, your deep aspiration is the aspiration to attain the Buddha way. You all, of course, from the first, are already Buddha. It is only that you have not yet realized your Buddha nature. All beings are Buddha, endowed with Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. Shakyamuni, Siddhartha, the one who would be Buddha, kept his vow lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, dedicating himself wholly, only, to practice. At long last, he was able to realize his aim. Here on this earth, some 2,600 years ago, Prince Siddhartha, upon realizing truth, announced, all beings are Buddha, Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. You are Buddha, Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. All beings, no one is left out, no one is ignored. No thing is excluded from this all being. All being. Human beings too, of course. But not only human beings, all beings are endowed with the wisdom and the virtue of Buddha. Buddha, complete merit, perfect virtue. Heaven and earth, one root. All things, one body. Siddhartha experienced truth, the truth that is. One does not make truth. Truth is. Inherently, genuine life. Through his experience, the Buddha verified truth for us. All beings are liberated, saved, endowed with complete virtue, complete merit. You are inherently free. The Buddha's words must have been, the Buddha must have been filled with intense joy and intense pain. All beings are born in perfect interrelation. But because of our upside-down delusive thinking, we fail to perceive reality. Upside-down, perverted, delusive thinking. How skillful we are in our ability to perceive the world as it is not, upside down as we are. Whatever we see or hear or do is skewed, so we are unable to recognize reality. If only, you will straighten up, see correctly, you will recognize that which you see, the world as it is, all beings, Buddha. When you awaken to affirm Buddha nature, you recognize that each and every one is embraced. My own teacher spoke of the earth as a darling little dumpling, a precious little dumpling. When I first heard him call it that, I didn't know what to make of it. But now I see it as he said. This limitless universe, Buddha wisdom, virtue. Each one of you has a great responsibility. You. No one is excluded. To the mother, her child is precious. Whether she taps the child's head or takes her hand or holds it, the child is simply perfectly precious. Dear, dear, dear. As the child grows up, they start going their own way. Not always or even usually as the mother would have it be. But if you are awakened to life, if you are only awaken to the source of life, then no matter how that child might pout and indulge, you're not thrown for a loop. You won't get discouraged or sad. Because you know that that dear, precious child is right here, me, my very life. This precious earth, this little dumpling, is my life. Because the wellspring of truth is always and forever right here. So all is well. You don't get caught up in superficialities, in the mere surface as things appear to be. All things are I myself. But due to topsy-turvy thinking, all beings fail to see their inherent nature. Failing to see your inherent nature. This describes your present unawakened state of mind. You do not yet know your real self. So that's why you still feel anguish, unhappiness, anxiety, worry about the future. Boredom, dissatisfaction, the sense that you have to somehow get something better. Upside down, delusive thinking pushes you against the wall. In reality, you are just as you are, perfectly fine. You are from the start just fine. You are heaven and earth, and all is good. So let go. Release your hold on self-cherishing. It is by your grace that I live. By your grace, thanks to you, That really means thanks to everything. Because it is by the grace of all the cosmos that you live. Thanks to you. Thanks to you. Thanks to you. You'll never be looking off from reality as long as you are living out these words. Thanks to you. You are at all times receiving all things, blessed with all of life, blessed with the inner harmony of all things, mutual harmony. So, raise your hand if you're feeling dissatisfied or frustrated with life. I see nobody raises their hands, but I think that maybe there is a lot of dissatisfaction around. Why? Because even though you are always, always being shown clearly this all-pervading truth, things sometimes suddenly happen that don't quite suit you. And you tighten further your hold on me. I don't need this. I need mine. Don't look off. Stay with this. I used to strike myself on the jaw when I would catch myself doing that, cherishing self. But do not imitate me. Rather, look always to true self. Look and look and look. Now, here. Now, here. Does it seem that that is all I'm ever saying? Now, here, now? True self, real self, is truly now. You are nowhere but now. What's more, you are ever only here. Now, here. Does it seem small and cramped? Now. Yesterday, last year, 1,000 years ago, 1 billion years, is perfectly embraced now. And you are receiving it all. There is no end to now. Now is eternal, boundless, and eternal. Now, your true color. Certainly not small and cramped. There is no confusion, no restlessness. The master of now is you yourself. Wonderful now. So it really is perfectly okay for you to wholly receive now. If you do perfectly accept and receive, if you are one with now, the stingy, clinging, unstable disposition ceases to arise. This now, heaven and earth, limitless clear skies, this earth that supports your footsteps, one, heaven and earth, one root, one and the same truth. You are now living this truth, you are now practicing this one truth. What you are now here practicing is truth, reality. All things, one body. All things, your life. Shakyamuni Buddha gave us this precious teaching. All things, one body. The easiest way to understand that, all things, one body, is simply now, here. The Master is most certainly now, here. It is each one of you. But people have the tendency to regard now and here as not good enough. Maybe you have the sense that there's some time or somewhere better, something you have to get, something you have to change. What a shame. If only you will open up and accept perfectly now, here, you will see that there is nothing missing. This is the treasure. The jewel of life is now here. The character for treasure is made up of a jewel under a roof. So go ahead. Don't hesitate. Accept your position as the master of the house. If you hesitate, you just start to look away in distraction. Don't hesitate. Due to perverted, delusive thinking, you fail to know truth. An expert at looking off, looking away in distraction. So, who is it who is such an expert at looking away? Who? The master of this treasure, now, here, is ever present, quietly present. There is no room for complaint or objection. Now, here, now, here, this is the treasure. And not a soul is absent. There is no discrimination in truth. Only smart people. The smart people have more of the treasure. No. No one is ever more or less the jewel. Perfect equality. These days I'm so forgetful, so I must not be really with it. No. There is no discrimination. No one is more or less Buddha, more or less truth than another. No matter what the situation, the circumstances, Buddha nature, truth pervades all things. Each and every point is truth. This is truth. This instant is truth. There is absolutely no favoritism with regard to truth. No favoritism. So that must mean that I'm already free. Yes. Precisely. You are already free. You are the master, now, here. There is nothing outside, now, here. Search the limitless, boundless universe. Nothing is separate. Nothing is distant. You have the false notion that this body from the tip of the head to the tip of, from the top of the head to the tip of the toes, some 150 or 60 or 70 centimeters, is separate. But nowhere is there anything separate. Nowhere is there any fixed, separate, abiding self. Everything is included. There is no distance. Now, in the time that it takes to pronounce the word, it's already past. Truth is exquisitely subtle. This now embraces everything, everyone. You must not be careless. Now, we express truth using words of time and space. Truth is all-encompassing, all-pervading. And you are it. It is you. This. So you have complete responsibility. You yourself. You are the master, like it or not. You are the master of truth. It is wholly your responsibility. You. You might as well accept this. You have been awarded this human form, a rare opportunity. If you can obediently accept, appreciate this, there will be no chance of arrogance. Where there is arrogance, truth is not making itself known. No arrogance, but always by your grace, thanks to you. Always everything receiving, always and forever mutually protected. This is reality. You must not look away, you must not look away from it. You must be one who can truly say thank you. There is no isolation, no loneliness. Life is warm, expansive, vast. No stinginess. Everything is my warm, warm life. So please, I beg you to have faith in true self, now, here. The Buddha and all the great teachers have awakened to verify real self. So all the Buddhas and the great teachers are walking the path with great assurance, with absolute peace of mind. And that noble practice is exactly the practice that you are now doing. You are continuing the noble practice of the Buddhas and the great teachers. You, true self, peace self. I know that sometimes you just want to tell me it's easy for you to say, or someone, everything is wonderful, everything is wonderful. But it's not all so rosy. There's so much pain and misery. It's easy to get confused. To that, I can only tell you again that it is absolutely necessary for you to come to see beyond the surface. You are here now to awaken to the source of life, the roots, now here. You are guarded and cared for by all things. This one truth is now here. absolute self, receiving everything, original mind. All beings are Buddha. You are here now to awaken to Buddha nature. Pure awakened mind, mind as it is, has been expressed so simply and so clearly by these words. All beings by nature are Buddhas, as ice by nature is water. Apart from water, there is no ice. Apart from all beings, no Buddha. Apart from all beings, no Buddha. When we hear the words all being, we're apt to think human beings. We tend to place ourselves above all. But all beings means that which arises in unity with all things. That is all beings. One. One. All which exists. And the Master is fully in charge. You take full responsibility. It's good. Good. There may be some who feel that it's all too much, too heavy. Along the way, those feelings sometimes emerge. Along the way. But no matter what you see, no matter what you hear, step by step by step, you are being nurtured and protected. By all that you see, by all that you hear, every single step of the way. Look at this ceiling. Yesterday a guest who was just leaving stopped to comment on something that he remembered from 40 plus years ago. He said that he remembered me repairing the Kanondo ceiling. When I came here some 50 years ago, the ceiling was in bad shape, soot was falling through. Kind of proud to say that I repaired it myself. I opened up my small, poor purse to buy the plywood, the cheapest material I could find. And every day as I would nail up the plywood, trash would fly into my eyes, turning them red with irritation. Then I varnished it little by little. 50 years ago, 50 years has passed in a flash. Of course, we can't get anxious about the passage of a mere 50 years. Always, life is continuing. This life is continuous. We ponder the question of life and death. Do we just die, goodbye, and that's the end? Or is there rebirth? Or what? We feel anxious about life and death. But in truth, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. What comes to you comes just exactly right for you, honestly, just as it is to be. Do you know how to be happy? Do you know how to accept and receive life's offerings with joy? Now, here. Now. I am receiving the bounty of life in everything that arises. I am blessed by life always. You're not walking around in gassho saying thank you, all the time. But you are making this one step in awareness. You know that you are blessed by life. And this blessing is this one step, this one breath. You never know what may befall you. Change is swift. So you cannot be careless. But all is well. Life is the perfect harmony, the mutual guidance and dedication and care of all things. Now, here. All beings are Buddha, endowed with the wisdom of Buddha, the virtue of Buddha. True mind is the virtue of Shakyamuni Buddha, the wisdom of Shakyamuni Buddha. It is your wisdom, your virtue. That is not to say be arrogant. Quite the opposite. It is to say thank you. I live by your grace. Thanks to you. Thanks to you. It is not unnatural to live this way. To be aware of the grace of all things. It is perfectly natural. It is this one step natural. This one step natural. It is this one breath, the grace of all being. This one breath natural. It arises as this word natural. Now here, this is the treasure. Oh, I see the clock says that my time is up. I always repeat the same thing. I always say the same thing to you over and over. I have only this to say. Please forgive me. Please allow me to say. Now, here. The true treasure is now, here. It is you yourself. The treasure is you yourself. Receive and accept your truth. Dedicate this one step. Dedicate this one step to truth. One with truth. This one breath, wholly receiving and accepting truth. One with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.